income, different levels of excellence. But nobody can match, nobody coming after them can match their virtue. And likewise, finally, that the neighbours of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the people of Medina, meaning those who are not from the Muhajireen, and they're not from the Ansar, meaning not from the tribes of Aus or Khazraj, but they're people who lived in Al-Medina or round about Al-Medina. They have their excellence. That we recognize and give everyone who has an excellence, we give them that right. And we acknowledge that right and the excellence that they have. Then to continue with the beginning of Volume 2, on point number 98, the saying of Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, وَأَلَمْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْأَلْمِ لَمْ يَزَالُوا يَرُدُّونَ قَوْلَ الْجَهْمِيَّةِ حَتَّى كَانَ فِي خِلَافَةِ بَنِي الْعَبَّاسِ تَكَلَّمَتِ الرُّوَيْبِضَ فِي أَمْرِ الْعَامَّةِ وَطَعَنُوا عَلَى آثَارِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فأخذوا بالقياس والرأي وكفروا من خالفهم. Saying of Abu Muhammad al-Barbahari rahimahullah, and know that the scholars did not cease refuting the saying of the Jahmiyyah until in the Khilafah of Banu al-Abbas, the lowly and despicable folk, the Ruwaybida, spoke concerning public affairs. And they spoke against the narrations from Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they adopted analogy and opinion. And they declared those who disagreed with them to be disbelievers. Shaykh Fawzan, hafidhullah, he said in explanation, he's saying, وَأَلَمْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْعِلْمِ لَمْ يَزَالُوا يَرُدُّونَ قَوْلَ الْجَهْمِيَّةِ. And you should know that the people of knowledge did not cease refuting the saying of the Jahmiyyah. Shaykh Fawzan said, the Jahmiyyah, a definition of them has preceded already. That they are the followers of Al-Jahm ibn Safwan, who propagated the foul saying that the Qur'an is a created thing, and who openly proclaimed negation of the names of Allah and His attributes. And he had the saying of Al-Irja, taking actions out of Iman. And he had a foul madhab, foul path. So Shaykh Fawzan, he mentioned some of the chief points of deviation of Al-Jahm ibn Safwan. He's saying that the creation of the Qur'an, he came with this saying, that the Qur'an is a created thing. He came with denying Allah's names and denying His attributes. And he came with irja, actions are outside Iman. He said, and he had a foul madhab, a foul path. So his followers are called the Jahmiyyah, as an ascription to Al-Jahm. And from the most repugnant, from the worst, most ugly of his sayings, of their sayings, is the saying that the Qur'an is a created thing, and negating, denying the names and attributes from Allah the Perfect and Most High, and distorting the speech of Allah and the speech of His Messenger with falsehood, explaining it and distorting it with falsehood. So they, Jahmiyyah, they are the most dangerous of the sects and the most ugly of the sects. And therefore the people of the Sunnah and the people of knowledge did not leave them alone. Rather they rebutted their doubts and refuted their sayings and demolished them. And this is present in the books of the people of knowledge. From them, Sheikh lists some of the most famous works of the Imams of the Sunnah in refutation of the Jahmiyyah. So he said, from them is the refutation of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah, upon the Jahmiyyah, and it is present and is printed. In Arad al-Zanadika wal-Jahmiyyah of Imam Ahmad. It's present, printed now, you can get the book. And from them is the refutation of Uthman ibn Sa'id al-Darimi upon Bishr al-Marisi al-Anid al-Darimi al-Bishr al-Marisi al-Anid. Al-Darimi's refutation of Bishr al-Marisi. And it is printed also. And from them is Bayanu Talbis al-Jahmiyyah of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. And from them is Ijtima'u Jiyush al-Islamiyyah ala Ghazwi al-Mu'attilah wal-Jahmiyyah of Ibn al-Qayyim. So he mentions four of the books, or after many books of the people of knowledge, Imam Ahmad's refutation of the Jahmiyyah, likewise Ad-Darimi's refutation of Bishr al-Marisi, and Ibn Taymiyyah's Bayan Talbis al-Jahmiyyah, and Ibn al-Qayyim's Ijtima' al-Jiyush al-Islamiyyah. Then he said, he's saying, حَتَّى كَانَ فِي خِلَافَةِ بَنِ الْعَبَّاسِ. The scholars carried on refuting the saying of Jahmiyyah, حَتَّى كَانَ فِي خِلَافَةِ بَنِ الْعَبَّاسِ. Until in the Khilafah, the Caliphate of Banu al-Abbas, the Abbasids, Sheikh Fawzan said, in the Khilafah of Al-Ma'mun, which was around the year 200 after the Hijra, in the Khilafah of Al-Ma'mun, who was from the Banu al-Abbas, evil occurred. And those who were not suitable to speak, spoke. They spoke with regard to knowledge, and with regard to the fundamentals. Those who are not suitable to speak, the people who shouldn't be speaking at all, began speaking about knowledge, about the fundamentals of the religion. And if a person speaks about something other than his own speciality, then the affairs will be corrupted. So it is essential that no one speaks about the affairs of the religion and of knowledge, except the people who are specialized in it, and the people of knowledge. So the affairs will not be rectified by chaos, but everyone speaking and claiming to have knowledge, as is present now, from those muta'alimeen, from those pretenders to knowledge, those who ruminate upon questions of aqeedah and speak about them. They speak about iman and what is the reality of iman, and they speak about things which they have no right to speak about at all. They've got no business at all to be speaking about those things. They have no knowledge, and they did not learn with the scholars. Rather, they just learned by themselves, and they rely upon their own understandings, and they start laying down principles from themselves and from their own understandings. So the affair is very dangerous. He said, he's saying, تكلمت الرويبضة في أمر العام. So then, in the Khilafah of Banu Abbas, the Rawaybidah, the lowly, despicable folk, started speaking about Amr al-Amma, about general affairs, of public affairs, affairs of the masses and the people. Sheikh Barzan said, this occurs in a narration. إِذَا تَكَلَّمَتِ الرَّوَيْبِضَةِ. That when the Rawaybidah, when these lowly, despicable folk, when they speak, That occurs in the narration. Sheikh Razan said, meaning this will be from the signs of the last hour. That public affairs are spoken about by those who are not known for ilm, not known for knowledge. That will be from the signs of the hour. In a footnote here, they give a reference for the hadith. This hadith that's being referred to here is reported by Imam Ahmad in the Musnad, and by Al-Bazzar in his Musnad, and by Tahawi in Sharh Mushkil al-Athar, from a hadith of Anas, that he said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, before the last hour, there will be years of deception, in which a liar will be believed, and a truthful person will be taken to be a liar, and in which a treacherous person will be trusted, and in which a trustworthy person will be taken to be treacherous. And in it, the Ruwaybida will speak. So it was said, who are the Ruwaybida? So he said, the little evil one who speaks about the public affairs. The little evil one who speaks about the general affairs, public affairs. They mention, Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir said, in Al-Nihaya fi al-Fitan wal-Malahim, his chain of narration is good. As for the verifier of the Musnad, or one of the verifiers of the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, Shu'ayb al-Arnawut, he said in his checking of the Musnad of Ahmad, the hadith is hasan. This particular chain is weak, as it contains Muhammad ibn Ishaq, who is hasan in hadith, meaning normally, but he was a mudallis, and he reports it here with an-ana. He just says from. He didn't state that he directly heard it from his sheikh. He said from him. So that is a weakness. But overall, he said the hadith, overall, because of other supports, meaning, overall the hadith is hasan. As an addition to what occurs here, this hadith also occurs as a hadith of Abu Hurairah, radiallahu anhu, reported by Ibn Majah, as hadith 4042, and by Al-Hakim, and by Imam Ahmad also, and declared hasan by Shaykh al-Albani. In As-Sahihah, number 1887, Shaykh al-Albani declares it hasan because it has a number of chains which support it. He also authenticates a hadith of Awf ibn Malik with a similar wording, radiallahu anhu. Awf ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu, reported by Al-Bazzar and At-Tabarani, and he brings that in As-Sahihah, hadith 2253. So in other words, this hadith is reported from a number of the companions, radiallahu anhu. Back to what Sheikh Barzan, hafidhullah, mentioned, he said that this occurs in a narration, that when the Ruwaybida, the lowly despicable people, speak, that this will be from the signs of the hour, that they speak about the public affairs, those people who are not known for having knowledge. This is the Ruwaybida, the lowly, despicable folk. And their speaking is one of the signs of the hour. So it is not right that such a person should speak about the public affairs and about the general matters, matters which affect everybody. No one should speak about that except for the people of knowledge, those who are firmly grounded in knowledge. And this should not be entered into by everyone. Just as He the Most High said, وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِّنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوِ الْخَوْفِ أَذَاءُوا بِهِ وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ. Surah An-Nisa, the 4th Surah, Ayah 83. With the explanation, and if some matters relating to public safety or fear come to them, they broadcast it. And if only they had referred it back to the messenger and to those charged with authority amongst them. then the reality of the matter would be known to those who are able to verify and deduce. Sheikh Fawzan said, so public affairs, al-umur al-amma, affairs affecting everybody, public in general. So public affairs affecting the nation, the ummah, are not to be spoken about except by the people who are specifically qualified to do so. He said, he's saying, وَطَعَنُوا عَلَىٰ آثَارِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And they spoke against the narrations of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sheikh Barzan said, they interfered even in the ahadith. They made attacks upon them. Well, he said they make attacks upon them. And they write works and declare things authentic and declare things weak. And they are not known for knowledge. And they did not learn knowledge. And they are not from the narrators of hadith, nor from the imams of hadith. So they are, therefore, rawaydida. Lowly, despicable. These lowly, despicable folk. They stand up and they start speaking about the most dangerous thing, which is the science of hadith and the knowledge of narration. He said, he's saying, وَأَخَذُوا بِالْقِيَاسِ وَالْرَأِي وَكَفَّرُوا مَنْ خَالَفَهُمْ. And they adopted analogy and opinion, and they declared anyone who disagreed with them to be disbelievers. Sheikh Fawzan said, what is meant by qiyas, analogy here, is al-qiyas al-batil, is false analogy. As for al-qiyas al-sahih, as for correct analogy, then that is from the fundamental, from the underlying fundamental evidences with the people of knowledge. However, false analogy, such as drawing analogy between the creator and the creation, or making analogy between a matter and another matter which has no connection to it and does not have a common underlying factor. In that, the lack of that is false analogy. Making analogy between the creator and the creation is a false analogy, of course. Or making analogy between one matter which is not connected to the matter you're drawing and making an analogy with, because they have no linking underlying factor. Then he said, because al-qiyas, analogy, is ilhaq far'in bi-aslin fil-hukmi li-illatin jami'atin baynahuma. He gives a definition of correct analogy, which is something like that qiyas, analogy, is joining a matter, a far', joining a matter which we do not find a text for, joining it to a matter which there is a text for, an asl, and so applying a ruling to it on account of there being an underlying factor, illa, common to both of them. Briefly mentioned, meaning that we have, the scholars mentioned that the analogy is that you have a matter in front of you that you don't know a text for. The scholar has to give a judgment on it, has to give a ruling to it, but he doesn't find a text to give a ruling to it. So he looks for something similar that there is a text for. There's a definite text for that thing. And between the two, there must be an underlying reason that is present in both of them. So that the one that we have the ruling for, whether it's, for example, it's something forbidden, then the reason it's forbidden is because of a certain reason. And we find that same reason present in a thing that we don't have a text for. So therefore we make analogy. We say this thing that we don't have a ruling for, it has this underlying reason, this underlying cause, which is the same underlying cause of that thing over there, and that has a text to say it's forbidden. So therefore we make analogy and we declare this thing forbidden, because they both have that common illa, that common underlying factor. So then the Shaykh finishes this part by saying, so if there is no illa, There's no common underlying factor common to both things. Then it will be a false analogy, false and futile analogy. And that's where Sheikh Fawzan ends explanation of that part of the point. As for the explanation of Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi, rahimahullah, then he said, to the beginning here, that the people of knowledge continued rebutting the saying of the Jahmiyyah until it was at the Khilafah of Banu Abbas. Sheikh Ahmad said, he was here narrating the condition that was present. And the Khilafah of Banu Abbas, the beginning of it, obviously there was the Khilafah of Banu Umayyah, and that was followed by the Khilafah of Banu Abbas, the Umayyad Caliphate, followed by the Abbasid Caliphate. So the second one of these, the Abbasid, the Khilafah of Banu Abbas, he said the beginning of it was upon good. But then the affairs changed after the year 200. When they changed, when the Khalifa al-Ma'mun accepted the call of the Mu'tazila, he accepted it and became convinced that the Quran is something created. And he called the people of knowledge to accept this innovation and to accept this saying, which is kufr, disbelief. So therefore fitna occurred, discord, tremendous discord occurred. Tremendous trial occurred, which continued after the year, from the year 200 onwards, and for 12 years of the Khilafah of Al-Ma'mun and Al-Mu'tasim and Al-Wathiq, until the Khilafah was taken on by Al-Mutawakkil Al-Allah. So for these three Khalifas, Al-Ma'mun and Al-Mu'tasim and Al-Wathiq, that his fitna continued. And then Al-Mutawakkil Al-Allah came, and then the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah and the carriers of Hadith had some respite there. And it was the people of falsehood who were then curbed, put down. However, after Al-Mutawakkil passed away, then the Khalifs, the Khulafa, they lost their authority. After that time, the Khalifas, they began to lose their authority. And the Khilafah became just a name without any reality. I mean, if somebody was in the position, he's a Khalifa, he had no real authority anymore. And it became an outer form without a true reality behind it. And that was because the Turkic people, the Turks, they gained ascendancy. And they took hold of the reality of authority and came to actually control the Khulafa just as they wished. They could bring whoever they wanted and appoint him, and they could kill this one as they wished. And then after that, authority passed away from the Turks, the Turkic people, and passed to Banu Buya. Banu Buya, as a side point here, this Banu Buya, they ruled roughly from the year 325, roughly 325 after the Hijrah, till about the year 450 after the Hijrah. So then, after these Turkic people had authority, then it passed to Banu Buya, then to Al-Jarakisa, the Circassians, until the Khilafah was ended in the year 656. Referring to there, the Sheikh Ahmad, in the year 656, the affairs become so bad, that's when the Mongols invaded and they decimated Baghdad and burnt down the capital, Baghdad, and they killed the Khalifa in the year 656. So as the Sheikh said, that's when the Khilafah was put an end to. And then the saying of Umar radiallahu anhu was realized, it was seen in effect, that he said, we are a people who used to be the most humiliated people, but then Allah gave us strength and honor through Islam. So whenever we seek to attain honor by other than that which Allah gave us honor through, then Allah will humiliate us. In the footnote, I mentioned this narration had been reported by Al-Hakim in his Mustadrak, and he declared it authentic from Umar, and likewise Al-Dhahabi agreed. Then Shaykh Ahmad finished by saying, except for the fact that the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the people of Hadith and the people of true Aqeedah have not ceased being established upon their Aqeedah, not being harmed by whoever opposes them. And therefore he, meaning the author, Al-Barbahari, therefore he made an exception by saying, إِلَّا مَنْ ثَبَتَ عَلَى قَوْلِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ وَأَمْرِهِ, the part that will follow inshaAllah, except for those who remained firm upon the saying of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his command, or what he was upon, and his prohibition to the end of the saying. As for the continuation of the point that occurs on page 9, then Shaykh, or rather Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah, he said, فَدَخَلَ فِي قَوْلِهِمُ الْجَاهِلُ وَالْمُغَفَّلُ وَالَّذِي لَا عِلْمَ لَهُ حَتَّى كَفَرُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ فهلكت الأمة من وجوه وكفرت من وجوه وتزندقت من وجوه وضلت من وجوه وتفرقت وابتدعت من وجوه إلا من ثبت على قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأمره وأمر أصحابه ولم يتخطى أحدا منهم ولم يجاوز أمرهم ووسعه ما وسعهم ولم يرغب عن طريقتهم ومذهبهم وعلم أنهم كانوا على الإسلام الصحيح والإيمان الصحيح فقلدهم دينه واستراح وعلم أن الدين إنما هو بالتقليد والتقليد لأصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Saying of Imam al-Barbahari رحمه الله, so the ignorant, the inattentive, and the one having no knowledge entered into their saying. He's referring to what we've done before about the Jahmiyyah, and they're introducing false qiyas, false analogy, and their own opinions and the like. He said, so the ignorant, the inattentive, and the one having no knowledge entered into their saying. So therefore they entered into disbelief without knowing. And the Ummah was ruined in a number of ways, committed disbelief in a number of ways, committed heresy in a number of ways, and went astray in a number of ways, and it split and innovated in a number of ways, except for those who remain firm upon the sayings of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and upon what he was upon, and what his companions were upon, who did not go beyond what they had been upon, and did not overstep their affair. Whatever sufficed them, sufficed him. And he did not wish to turn away from their way, and their position. He knew that they were upon the correct Islam, and the correct true faith, Iman. So he followed them in his religion and found peace. And he knew that the religion lies in following, taqlid, and that those who are meant to be followed are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Fawzan, hafizahullah, he said, he's saying, فَدَخَلَ فِي قَوْلِهِمُ الْجَاهِلُ وَالْمُغَفَّلُ وَالَّذِي لَا عِلْمَ لَهُ. So the ignorant people, the inattentive ones, and the one having no knowledge entered into their saying. He said, meaning, the door was opened for everyone. There was open for every Tom, Dick and Harry. لِكُلِّ مَنْ هَبَّ وَدَبْ. Door became open for everybody. They began speaking about the affairs of knowledge. Right until now, as you know. I mean, that's continued from then, right until these days, as you know. on account of these satellite channels. I mean, these days it carries on account of these satellite channels. And this speech and this chaos with regard to knowledge has reached the extent that the common masses of people speak about the matters of knowledge, and they raise doubts with regard to them. They raise doubts about the matters of knowledge. They raise doubts about the Islamic rulings. They raise doubts about the verdicts of the Imams. And as has preceded, they declare those who disagree with them to be disbelievers. To the extent that they declare the earlier Imams to be disbelievers and to have been ignorant people. And to the extent that some of them say, I am a person and Ahmad ibn Hanbal was a person. We are men and they were men. Malik was a man and I am a man. This is the level that the situation has reached with them. That there is no special distinction for the saying of the Imams. It's the life of these people, they don't care. Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad, to them it's just men. He's a man and I'm a man, same thing. Allahumma sallam. He said, Shaykh Fawzan said, he's saying, حَتَّى كَفَرُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, to the extent that they committed disbelief in a way which they did not know. Shaykh Fawzan said, they committed disbelief in a way that they did not know. So a person may say a saying of kufr, disbelief, and he does not know that it is a saying of disbelief on account of his being ignorant. So he says that which is disbelief, and he promotes disbelief, and he doesn't even know that it is disbelief, kufr, on account of his having entered into something which he is not proficient in. So the danger is very great for him and for the nation, for the Ummah. If the danger were just restricted to him, the one who is speaking, it would be easier. But the problem is that this spreads throughout the Ummah, throughout the nation. He's saying, فَهَلَكَتِ الْأُمَّةُ مِنْ وُجُوهِ فَكَفَرَتْ مِنْ وُجُوهِ. So the Ummah, the nation, became ruined through a number of different ways and committed disbelief in a number of different ways, Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning they confused and deceived the Ummah, the nation, and they entered weaknesses into it until there came to be from them those people who adopt sayings of disbelief. And they say, these are sayings of scholars. Just as they say about the saying of Al-Jahm and the Mu'tazila. They say, these are sayings of the scholars, meaning people in the Ummah. They come and they start spouting things which are from Jahm or from the Mu'tazila. And they say, these are sayings of scholars, sayings of people of knowledge. Sheikh said, to the extent that they write in the newspapers, these scholars say, or rather he said that they say to the scholars, means that they say about the true scholars, the ulama, you people, you restrict the truth to just yourselves, and you throw away the sayings of the Imams, such as Ibn Sina and Ibn Arabi and Al-Jahm ibn Safwan. And those people are scholars who have their value. And this is the like of the thing they say in the newspapers about the true scholars, that you ignore these great scholars here, and they're saying you just discard their sayings. Shaykh Fawzan said, he's saying, وَتَزَنْزَقَتْ مِنْ وُجُوهٍ وَضَلَّتْ مِنْ وُجُوهٍ وَتَفَرَّقَتْ وَابْتَدَعَتْ مِنْ وُجُوهٍ. And they committed heresy in different ways and went astray in different ways, and they split and they innovated in different ways. Shaykh Fawzan said, all of these calamities were on account of the ignorant people entering into the matters of knowledge, and on account of having little fear of Allah, the Perfect and Most High. So when they had very little fear of Allah, they entered into these matters. And therefore, one of the Salaf said, Allah wara'uhum fatakallamu. Their wara', their piety, was very slight. So that is why they spoke. The Shaykh said, as for a person who fears Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, then he doesn't enter into anything except that he is proficient in it. He doesn't enter into anything if he is not proficient in it and not from his people. In particular, the affairs of the religion. He said, he's saying, إِلَّا مَنْ ثَبَتَ عَلَىٰ قَوْلِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَأَمْرِهِ وَأَمْرِ أَصْحَابِهِ وَلَمْ يَتَخَطَّى أَحَدًا مِنْهُمْ. Except, that was the state of the people, except for those who remain firm upon the saying of Allah's the sayings of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and upon what he was upon, and upon what his companions were upon, and do not step beyond it. Do not step beyond any of them. Shaykh Razan said, they were not secure from these calamities, from disbelief and deviation and misguidance, and diverting from the correct way, and from mutual enmity, and from cutting off ties with each other. No one was safe from these calamities except those who adhered to that which Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions were upon. Just as he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَسَتَفْتَرِكُ أُمَّتِي عَلَى ثَلَاثٍ وَسَبْعِينَ فِرَقَةً كُلُّهَا فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا وَاحِدَةً. قَالُوا مَنْ هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ؟ قَالْ مَنْ كَانَ عَلَى مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِي. Shaykh said, just as he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and my nation will split into 73 sects, all of them will be in the fire except for one. They said, who is it, O Messenger of Allah? He said, those who are upon that which I and my companions are upon. They mentioned the checking has proceeded. And the hadith, as we had before, was reported by Tirmidhi and Al-Hakim and others, and it said Hassan by Shaykh al-Albani. The Shaykh said, he's saying, وَوَسِئَهُ مَا وَسِئَهُمْ. And who found sufficiency in whatever sufficed them. And the person, the first one, on correctness, who sufficed himself, found as sufficient, what was sufficient for the companions. The Shaykh said, and it is the book and the Sunnah, and that which the Salaf al-Salih, the righteous predecessors, were upon, from the companions and the Tabi'een, and the most excellent generations and the Imams. However, the problem lies in those people who say, they were men and we are men, and their speech has no distinction over our speech. And that is the problem, these people who say that. About the Salaf, they say, they were men and we were men. Their speech is no different to our speech. Shaykh said, he's saying, وَعَلِمَ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ الصَّحِيحِ وَالْإِيمَانِ الصَّحِيحِ. And he knows that they were upon the correct Islam and upon the correct Iman, correct true faith. Shaykh Razan said, just as he, the Most High, said, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Surah At-Tawbah, 9th Surah, Ayah 100, with the explanation. And the first and foremost ones from the Muhajireen and the Ansar, and those who followed them upon goodness. Shaykh Razan said, he, alayhi salatu wassalam, said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, adhere to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided orthodox khulafa after me. The hadith, being a part of the hadith of famous hadith of Irbad bin Sariyah, radiallahu anhu, reported by Ahmad and Abu Dawud and Ibn Majah, and being declared sahih by Shaykh al-Albani. The Shaykh said, so whoever wants salvation, then this is the path to it. And the one who does not want salvation will have whatever he chooses for himself. But the harm is not restricted to him, Rather, he will also carry the sins of the people along with his own sin. The one who misguides other people, he will carry the sins of the mankind, the sins of the rest of the people who follow him, along with his own sin. He, the Most High, said, لِيَحْمِلُوا أَوْزَارَهُمْ كَامِلَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَمِنْ أَوْزَارِ الَّذِينَ يُضِلُّونَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَزِرُونَ. So from Nahl, the 16th Surah, Ayah 25, with the explanation. So they will carry the burden, they will carry their burdens of sin completely on the day of resurrection. And the sins of those, and they will carry it from the sins of those whom they misled also without knowledge. Indeed, what an evil burden they will bear. Sheikh Fawzan said, there is no doubt that the companions and the most excellent generations are the ones who were upon correct Islam and the correct religion. So how can you abandon them and go instead for those for whom there is no guarantee that he is upon the correct religion and that he is upon the truth? He said, he's saying, فَقَلَّدَهُمْ دِينَهُ وَاسْتَرَاحُ. So this person followed them in his religion and was at peace. Shaykh Fawzan said, قَلَّدَهُمْ, meaning he followed them, اتَّبَعَهُمْ, means he followed them. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, same ayah, as mentioned before, the explanation, and those who followed them upon good. So what is meant by taqleed is al-ittiba here. What is meant by taqleed here is ittiba, following. He said, he's saying, وَعَلِمَ أَنَّ الدِّينَ إِنَّمَا هُوَ بِالتَّقْلِيدِ وَالتَّقْلِيدُ لِأَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. And he knew, this person knows, that the religion is just in following, and that the ones to be followed are the companions of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Sheikh Razan said, as we have mentioned, what is meant by taqleed here, what is meant by taqleed here, is correct taqleed, correct following, which is ittiba. Just as Yusuf عليه السلام said, إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَاءِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبُ. So Yusuf, the 12th Surah, Ayah 37 and 38, with the explanation. Yusuf alayhi salam said, I have abandoned, I have left, altogether I have left the religion of a people who do not truly believe in Allah, who do not truly believe in and worship Allah alone, and who deny the hereafter. And I have followed the religious way of my forefathers, Ibrahim and Ishaq and Ya'qub. Ittiba'atu, I have followed it. Shaykh Fawzan said, so ittiba, following of the righteous predecessors, Salaf al-Salih, this is the truth. And there is no blame at all for following them. Indeed, blameworthiness is only for those who follow people who are not deserving of being followed, and who take as an example those who are not befitting to be taken as examples. And just finally, without going on too long, inshaAllah, Sheikh Ahmad Najmi rahimahullah makes a point here. He said, a point of slight objection to a wording. He said, the author is saying here, وَأَلَمْ أَنَّ الدِّينَ إِنَّمَا هُوَ التَّقْلِيدِ, and you should know that the religion is just taqleed. He said, a point of objection is to be raised against him here for the wording, because taqleed means ittiba bila dalil, means to follow without a proof, means to blindly follow without a proof. So if he had said the deen is ittiba, use this word, the religion is to follow the book of Allah the Mighty and Majestic and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the understanding of the salaf of this ummah, from the companions and tabi'een and those who followed them upon good, from the bearers of hadith and narrations, this wording would have been what is correct, because it conforms to what Allah has commanded with in his book when he said, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِئُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِئُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Surah Al-An'am, the 6th Surah, Ayah 153, with the explanation, and this is my straight way, فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. So therefore follow it. And do not follow the separate paths, the divergent paths, which will take you away from his path. He has enjoined you with that, so that you should be people who are dutiful to him. The Shaykh said, and he says, اتَّبِعُوا لَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُم مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ قَلِيلًا مَّا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Surah Al-A'raf, the 7th surah, ayah 3, the explanation. اتَّبِعُوا, follow what has been sent down to you from your Lord, and do not follow any others besides him in disobedience to Allah. Little it is that you take admonition. Shaykh Ahmad concludes by saying, so ittiba, following, for those, for the Salaf, those who were before us, upon narration, upon proof from the book and the sunnah, this is the truth, and Allah is the one who grants success. Alhamdulillah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.